Only two Garland County teams remain in the Arkansas High School football playoff picture. Looking to return to the Class 6A state championship game, Lake Hamilton hits the road to El Dorado to take on a very talented Wildcat team with a spot in the semifinals on the line. Hoping to defend its crown as a small school 8-man football state champion, Mountain Pine travels to Rector for a semifinal battle where a win would see the Red Devils return to the state championship game. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and I spoke with Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin about the Wolves game at El Dorado. You'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee, who spoke with Mountain Pine head coach Sam Counts. This is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department.
Gillerin, just a big playoff game on the road this week. What are you expecting from this one?
They're a fantastic football team, and they must be. You know, they finished second over in that league. A lot of speed, a lot of team speed. Get after you defensively with, you know, send blitzes and different things. But yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I think that kicking game will be a huge part if we can win the kicking game battle, and then offensively, if we can maintain the ball, make it harder on them to score and lessen their chances of scoring every time we get it. Driving down the field to score.
Yeah, you know, what are they looking like on offense?
They're fast. I mean, they got a quarterback that's dynamic, that he throws for a lot, but he also runs for a lot. And then, you know, they got a good running back, and then their receivers are all good too. So, saying all that, they've got some kids that are very fast, and that we've got to be paying attention to all aspects of their offense.
Yeah, you know, are they more of a spread team with that setup, or what are they really trying to do?
Yes, they are. They're spread. They want to put their kids in space and letting them make plays. And there's a lot of times they just throw the ball out to a guy and he makes a play and it breaks. It goes for 60.
You know, what are they looking like on defense?
You know, defense, they're a little smaller, but they move around and they do things. They want to blitz and stuff. They're a 3-5-3 team, so they're wanting to blitz and do things like that. What we do kind of slows teams like that down because they just can't line up and blitz, because if they do and they're wrong, it could be huge runs. And so what we do causes these type of teams a lot of trouble.
You know, is Easton going to be the starter again on Friday night?
He is. Easton's going to be the starter. We feel like he gives us the best chance when we have to throw the ball. I think Grant, did some good things for us, getting us in and out of plays, but also, that kind of stuff. But we feel like Easton, if we do have to throw it, he gives us a better opportunity because he's a better passer.
You know, how does that passing ability just make your offense different?
I mean, it's just huge because now people can't put 10 or 11 people within 6-7 yards of the ball. They have to actually back them up a little bit and actually defend people because, Easton's pretty accurate in his throwing, and so we feel like that puts people in a bind in the back end.
Yeah, I know Easton was great last week, but your running back still had a pretty decent game against West Memphis. Just how will they factor against El Dorado Friday night?
Yeah, no, I mean, they have to be a factor. I mean, we feel like, running the ball is what we are. I think the play action is where we're going to make our plays. We feel like the way we run the ball opens up the passing game. And so, and then we also know when we throw the ball well, that makes the defense have to really defend well.
You know, what do you think El Dorado will struggle with the most against y'all Friday night?
Yeah, just what we do of running the ball and have to play sound defense. They have to be real sound on where they're at. They just can't run and try to make plays, because if they do and they're wrong, there's going to be gigantic holes for us to run through. And so they have to be really sound on that aspect.
You know, Coach, it's another 2.5-hour road trip for your team, which you've had a lot of those this season. Just, how's your team kind of dealing with that and preparing for that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that, it seems like we're the Road Warriors this year, and that's kind of good. I'm going to give us that name. We're the Road Warriors. And so we're constantly driving on the road to play games, and I think that's the way it's going to have to be, of course, because if we win Friday, we'll probably have to drive to Benton. Now, say all that, if Marion beats Benton, then we'll have another home game. And so we're going to draw on the road, and our kids are ready for it. They're used to the road trips, and I feel like that the process we do on the road, I think will give us an advantage when we get down there.
You know, you talked about all the weapons they have on offense. Is there really one that really stands out that's a big key to stop?
Yeah, their quarterback. Their quarterback's he's fantastic. I mean, he can throw it, he can run it. I mean, he's just all. I mean, he gives you a lot of problems, and so we have to be ready for all the things that guy brings to the table. And so we have to be sound in every aspect of our game, or, I mean, that guy's going to hurt us.
Ian, you know, you talked to me about your kicking game and, you know, onside kicks throughout the season. Just what have y'all kind of been working with, you know, to kind of improve on the special teams front?
Yeah, I mean, we put some more starters on the front line. Kids that, you know, usually we don't do that, but we feel like we have to now because we've got to make sure that we have, you know, every opportunity to get the ball back because we can't lose possessions. And I know that's we're going to probably see that Friday because they're going to try to steal possessions. And so I feel like one of the ways they can steal possession is onside kicking.
You know, after that West Memphis game, was there anything you saw you wanted to improve on or anything that you really liked that you want to carry into Friday?
I mean, I want us to be efficient on offense like we were, where we can throw it and run it. But also defensively, you know, slowing them other people down. And I think we can do that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if we play like that, I feel like we have a chance to be successful.
Now, how's the health of your team looking heading into Friday night?
You know, we're actually pretty healthy. The only person that's hurt right now that's not going to play probably is Hunter Hannon. He may play. He may not. He's a sprained ankle. He sprained it pretty bad. And so we're kind of waiting on him. He's going to be a game time thing. But overall, everybody else is pretty healthy.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about Friday night's game, Coach?
No, we'd love for a lot of fans to come down there before Thanksgiving and come support the Wolves.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time, Coach.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
See you.
Sam? Hey. So what do you think about them?
They're big and they're physical and they're tough. I don't think they have a whole lot of team speed. I think they do things well in what they do. But they line up and they come right at you. They got some big old offensive linemen that fire off the ball, and they're not going to throw it a lot. They're going to throw it some, but they're mostly going to just line up and get first down to keep the ball away from us, and try to win it like that.
So yeah,
we've got to do a good job on defense. If we play well on defense, we'll win the game. If we have some stops and we can go score, we'll have a good game. But if we let them keep the ball and drive up and down the field, it'd be a long night for us.
Right. You said they've got got some size up front. I know that last week, you know, they had a little bit of size on the front that y'all didn't seem to have a whole lot of trouble with.
No, but these guys are a lot better than Augusta. So they come off the ball pretty good. They're better in the offensive line, you know, than we've probably seen all year from one end to the other. So we'll have, like I said, defense will be the key for us. We'll have to really, really play well.
Yeah. Is there any specific player that y'all are going to have to key in on, or is it just trying to keep that line contained?
No, they run the quarterback. He's pretty good. He's a quick little guy that's not real big, but they hand it off. They've got two running backs that hit the hole real hard, real fast. I don't know the names, but you know, we got some film that we had from other games this year. It's the only way we got to watch film this year or this week.
Yeah.
So we've kind of tried to patch it together and think we know what they're going to do, but you know, it's yet to be seen. So they wouldn't trade film with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we're kind of going in the dark a little bit.
Yeah. So what is your, I mean, obviously, other than the size and the fact that you're kind of going in blind, what's your biggest concern, you know, about this one?
It's so far, you know, it's a long, long trip and a lot of distractions whenever you travel that far, and just our guys being ready and being focused once we get there, you know, that we get off the bus ready to play. We don't get off the bus sluggish and takes a quarter to get going or something like that. That's one of my biggest concerns, is that that we get off the bus ready to play. We've had some good practices this week, and I liked our intensity. But, you know, you still, you know, got young men that you're dealing with, and they've got to come out and play the game. You know, we don't know. As coaches, we'll be ready, but, you know, if the kids aren't ready, it'd be tough.
Right. So what is your plan for Friday? I know you said you're going up Thursday to stay the night in Jonesboro.
Yeah, we're fixing to meet as coaches. See, we've been out of school this week for COVID, and we're going to meet at 2:15 and get an itinerary, you know, just to keep them busy. And, you know, we'll go to bed, you know, at 10 o'clock Friday tomorrow night, get up, and there'll be breakfast there in the motel, and we'll probably go out in the parking lot or somewhere and kind of do some walkthrough stuff and kind of keep football on the brain, you know, and then we'll have a pregame meal by 2:30 and try to be at the field by 5, and that'll keep them pretty occupied. You know, we've got to keep them busy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How are the guys feeling about this one? I mean, obviously you had a big win last week. I know you're still a little concerned about them getting the big head going into it because of last year.
Yeah, like I said, the practices were good this week. My job is to keep them grounded, and I've tried to do that this week. And we've watched a lot of film on them. It's evident on the film that they're pretty good. And so, you know, whenever a team's good, we watch a lot of film just so our guys will know what's going on, and that way they know the task in front of them.
Yeah. Okay. How is your team health?
Oh, we're healthy. We're good. Okay. We're in good shape. We're ready to go.
All right. Well, I knew you'd said that y'all were out because of COVID. I was hoping that it wasn't none of your guys.
The football team Monday, we went virtual with the team Monday just so they wouldn't be around a lot of people. So, we had a couple quarantined last week, and those guys are back this week, and everybody's ready to go.
Thanks for tuning into our episode previewing playoff games featuring the only two remaining Garland County teams in the postseason. You can find accompanying preview stories on our website and app. Our next episode will be released Sunday, November 21st, as James and I will run through a scoreboard show recapping the week's action. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to get the latest content as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room through all your favorite podcast providers. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.